Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw in Glacier Bay National Park, believe it or not. We're one of the first cruises up here. I'm with Captain Dan Blanchard, who's the founder and CEO of Uncruise Adventures. And we're on Wilderness Legacy. And we just launched from Juneau a couple days ago, and it's been an amazing trip. It's one of the first Alaska cruises, and we're going to talk to Captain Dan about what the season's going to look like, and also talk a little bit about some of the things we've already experienced, and it's been pretty amazing even just in 2 days. And I'm James Schillinglaw, and you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Dan, first of all, it's been an amazing experience. As you promised, we've done a few virtual interviews in recent days with the pandemic and everything else, and you're back. You tried to come back last year, but now you really are back. Talk a little bit about this ship and the other vessels you're going to have up here in Alaska this year.
Well, we're going to have 6 of our 7 Alaska small ships this year. Right now we have 5 of those activated and running, and we have another one starting up out of Seattle next week. So we'll have 6 vessels up here for the entire season, starting on the 8th was our first trip in May,
and now here we are a little later in May, but we left from Juneau, and this ship is actually lovely, Wilderness Legacy. Talk a little bit about this vessel.
Well, this is a vessel that's been in the family for a while. It's 192 feet, carries 88 passengers, and she's been roaming around Southeast Alaska for about 25 years. And she's our home for this upcoming week. And she happens to be a replica of the same boat that John Muir came up here on, very 1898-ish.
It does look like it's been here for a while, and it is. It's a relatively new ship, but it is something that it's a beautiful vessel. It really fits in with this whole environment. If you can't see in the background, we're surrounded by snow-capped mountains. Not a bad place. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the things we've already done. And in fact, the very first day I arrived, you gave me a little tour of your hometown, I would say Juneau, and that was amazing, right?
Juneau is I think a really epic little town of 32,000 people, the capital of the state, of course. But when I go on take on like when James when you come to town and I do the tour, it's got a little bit of a reverency to it, right? About how Juneau started and this kind of thing. But that was our first step in kind of introducing you to Alaska.
Well, it really was amazing, and I even got to hear Dan sing the Alaskan flag song.
Yeah,
you're wearing the flag there. It's good. It is amazing, and you point out all the great restaurants and shops, and of course, right now there isn't much cruising except on cruise, maybe a few others, but the larger ships aren't here, so it's actually a pretty interesting time to be up here, right?
Yeah, it's kind of Alaska the way it was probably in 1969. You remember that old song? Party like it's 1969.
There you go.
Maybe that's what we've got going this year.
I think, and we've been trying to do that on board here too, but it was a lovely, incredible tour. Saw a lot of great stores, a lot of great breweries pointed out like this, and got to see the state capitol and the governor's mansion, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a little tour, and we even got to go right up to an old-style mining shaft, which is what started Juneau.
Right, that was the beginning. You're walking us past some dumpsters, and I'm saying, where the heck are you going? And like that, it was this old boarded up mine shaft, and then from next thing you know, we're going up the stairs and it's the governor's mansion right above it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the joy. Small state stuff as far as population. You know everybody and they know you, which is good and bad.
That's true. Well, people kept saying hello to you all over the place, so I think you're like the mayor here, whether or not.
Well, maybe just the honorary tourism dude. I don't know.
They were happy to see you back with all your guests and everything else like that. And then yesterday, I was trying to get this interview with you yesterday because we were still juiced from that, what do we call it, bushwhacking, right?
Yeah. So bushwhacking is, a lot of Alaska is just completely wild, so we don't have trails everywhere, as you found out, James.
And there was no trail except something a bear or a deer made. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. They're wildlife trails. Yeah. And we went on what we call a bushwhack, and I don't know, we were out there for 3 hours,
almost,
you think?
3 hours, and you're calling out to make sure the bears don't come our way.
Well, that's right. That you got to give the bear calls, which my new bear call.
What's that?
Kikoo! Kikoo!
Kikoo! That's the name of your puppy. You said that's this, and your puppy comes roaming, and hopefully the bears don't either.
We didn't want to keep the bears away from us.
But it is a strenuous hike. If you thought that you're going to be sedentary on this ship, this is an adventure, and they have all levels of trips, excursions. It's not just you can go out kayak for a little bit. You can go on this bushwhacking, and you're kind of going under trees and over trees, and grabbing its string just to try to get up the hill, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a great place to practice yoga before you go, because that's right, aren't you? We're going up and down all the time. But it's also, you're probably the first human being that's ever stepped in those areas.
And I stepped in a lot.
Well, and you remember, I happened to step right on some antlers from a deer.
That's right.
And we found some deer antlers. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then we were going to take a photo op, and I stepped in, and I stepped in about a foot of mud.
Oh,
but that's
awesome. That was an awesome one. I thought that was boot sucking mud, actually, James.
Boot sucking mud. And then, of course, we had our time on the beach where Captain Dan adorned us with laurels, I think it would be, right?
I would say we were looking more like 60s rockers. We basically took a bunch of fucus, which is popweed, or it's seaweed.
It's like a seaweed.
And we made hairdos out of it. It was a lot of fun, I have to say.
You can tell we were having a little fun on our bushwhacking adventure with Captain Dan. So it was an awesome trip. And now we're in the third day here, and we're in the middle of this incredible. We're surrounded by mountains. It's just absolutely beautiful. We have a little liquid sunshine coming down, but we actually have to leave now, and we're going to talk to Captain Dan later in this trip, but right now, we're going off kayaking, right?
Yeah, we are at the base of Hugh Miller Inlet, and this is where we're anchored right near the line where you can't take motorized traffic past us. So we're going to go into Hugh Miller, probably get into Carpentine and other areas that you can only go by a kayak or, other small engineless boats. So this is an awesome time to be here. The snow is down low. We have Harbor Porpoise. I mean, they're going off right next to us right now.
Yeah, we can see
them. Yeah. And this is just, the joy of Alaska and the joy of Glacier Bay.
Now, is this a place that the larger ships can come normally or not?
No, the larger ships just go up to the glacier and back. And so the advantage of small vessels like ours is we actually spend a couple days in the bay. We go ashore, we kayak, we paddleboard, all that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it is an amazing experience. Well, we're going to hear more from Dan a little later in this trip, but I'm also going to be talking to a lot of other people on the crew. Hopefully one of the guides that we just had on the bushwhacking, who's a hoot. It was really fun. But this is my first experience on Uncruise Adventures, and we've been talking about it for a while. Dan started the cruising last year, unfortunately had to shut down again. Now he's back strong with all of his fleet, and you got to come up, you got to see Alaska this way. And again, thank you so much for inviting me.
Let's get out paddling, James. We got a whole day in front of us.
We do have a whole day in front of us, and I'm a little worried about what happens when the bathroom breaks, but that's another story.
We'll figure something out.
Bring a bottle, whatever. Anyway, I'm James Schillinglaw here on Wilderness Legacy in the middle of Glacier Bay National Park, and we're going kayaking.